Grasping the Mystery. There is no doubt that quanta are part of the everyday world. When plants convert sunlight into chemical energy, a quantum, the photon, is being processed. Quantum activity is also thought to enable birds to navigate on long migrations by following the Earth's magnetic field. Processing electromagnetism in the bird's nervous system would be a quantum effect. Even so, the division between quantum behavior and the ordinary things we experience is crucial in physics. A specific name, the Heisenberg cut, was given to the dividing line that separates quantum events from our perception. Heisenberg himself didn't propose the name. It was bestowed later in his honor. But his thinking repeatedly indicated that there was a theoretical line dividing how quantum systems behaved in their own right, as waves, and how they behaved when observed by human observers. He was speaking mathematically. The wave function is one of the chief features of quantum mechanics. But as we've pointed out several times, this elegant construct has never actually been seen in nature. It has to be inferred. The Heisenberg cut is useful not so much to divide the real world, but to divide the kind of mathematics that works on one side of the line or the other. It's like a border where only French is spoken on one side and only English on the other. But this begs the question of whether quantum reality really is isolated and separate from everyday reality. Perhaps quanta are making things happen all around us that we don't notice. Or maybe the whole picture has been turned upside down. Quantum behavior could be the norm in the everyday world, and we only happen to discover it first in the microscopic world of waves and particles. Not every theory of the universe requires the Heisenberg cut. The multiverse doesn't, for example. But without a doubt, the quantum lies at the horizon of our senses. We cannot visualize quanta, and now that dark matter and energy must be confronted, we may have reached the limits of what we can think about. What lies beyond the horizon is both everything and nothing. It is everything because the virtual quantum domain contains the potential for every event that has occurred or ever will. It is nothing because matter, energy, time, space, and we ourselves originate somewhere that's inconceivable. It becomes quite mysterious to reconcile the duality of everything/nothing in order to describe how creation operates.